148. O ye sons and daughters of the kingdom, thankful the birds of the spirit seek only to fly in the high heavens and to sing out their songs with wondrous art. But the pitiable earthworms love only to tunnel into the ground, and what a mighty struggle they make to get themselves down into its depths. Even so are the sons of earth. Their highest aim is to augment their means of continuing on in this vanishing world, this death in life. And this, despite the fact that they are bound hand and foot by a thousand cares and sorrows, and never safe from danger, not even for the twinkling of an eye, never at any time secure, even from sudden death. Wherefore, after a brief span, are they utterly effaced, and no sign remaineth to tell of them, and no word of them is ever heard again. Then let you engage in the praise of Baha'u'llah, for it is through his grace and succour that ye have become sons and daughters of the kingdom. It is thanks to him that ye are now songsters in the meadows of truth, and have soared upward to the heights of the glory that abideth forever. Ye have found your place in the world that dieth not. The breaths of the Holy Spirit have blown upon you. Ye have taken on another life. Ye have gained access to the threshold of God. Wherefore, with great gladness, establish ye spiritual assemblies, and engage ye in uttering the praise and glorification of the Lord, and calling him holy and most great. Lift up to the realm of the All-Glorious your suppliant cries for help, and voice ye at every moment a myriad thanks for having won this abounding favour and exceeding grace.